This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk 5, Talk Radio, you control as always. You can call in and take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, which tonight it's Aria.
And it's Ian.
And back to the story about Chicago, who has canceled Thanksgiving, saying, throw out your normal Thanksgiving plans. They're locking down for 30 days, apparently.
That's what? It, just 30 days. It will never be extended.
No, of course not.
No, they would never want to ruin Christmas.
I totally trust the government.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just surprised Halloween got by in some places. I imagine it was really lame, but I'm surprised it was even allowed to happen.
It was, I would say, reduced somewhat here in Keene, but there were still some people out and about, and we did the dangerous version here at the house. We just left a pot full of candy out front for all the kids to reach their hands into.
How horrible. You didn't have the little chute thing going out.
No, the candy chute.
Throw candy at kids or whatever.
The PVC pipe that that they would put on like their stoop or the steps or whatever, the railing, and then like a long PVC pipe attached to the railing so the person who owns the house stood at the top of the steps and would just feed the candy down the chute to the kids below.
Why even have the chute? Just chunk it at the kids.
Yeah, it's just entirely impersonal, ridiculous thing. But now you've got the latest on the Thanksgiving crackdown here, where Mayor Lori Lightfoot, we mentioned this briefly in the last hour, that she is saying, quote, you must cancel normal Thanksgiving plans, particularly if they include guests that do not live in your immediate household. Now remember, this isn't just a Chicago thing. The California government has, or the governor there, has a bunch of restrictions that he put into place. We talked about that just a couple of weeks ago, where you can't, like, you can't even have an inside Thanksgiving if you're going to have one. It has to be outdoors. Everyone has to be 6 feet away from one another if they're not in the same household. But in some cases, they're just saying, like in Chicago here, you can't even have guests over if they're not from your immediate household. The advisory is part of a series of new measures called the Protect Chicago Strategy to stop the spread of COVID-19, which, of course, won't work because none of these things are working to stop the spread.
No, and you would hope that human hubris would get checked at some point by this virus. I mean, I know humans think a lot of themselves, but this is, again, a force of nature,
right,
an actual virus. You, with your silly monkey brain, cannot stop it. It's going to happen, and whatever the consequences are going to be, are going to be.
Wasn't there a politician just tonight who had had some like tough talk that you read about, like, well, we're going to come down and hunt down COVID-19 and stop it dead in its tracks, as though like they were going to like turn loose the I forget which one it was, but as though, you know, they're going to sick the National Guard with their guns on COVID-19 and have them exterminated or something like that.
Well, they seem to think they can.
Yeah.
I mean, they call it the invisible enemy, right? Just like terrorism,
yeah.
And it's just as risky and dangerous to you as terrorism.
Yeah, well, that's
to
a great
say,
point.
None at all.
It was actually Trump who used the term invisible enemy. This was earlier this year. We talked about that. And in the clip that Vincent from Questioning Authority was playing of Joe Biden, Biden was saying the same crap Trump was saying about how this is a war. We're in a war against COVID-19.
We're in a war against nature.
Yeah.
That's not going to end well for us.
You know what Randolph Bourne said about war, right? War is the health of the state. Mm. So anytime the state is in a state of war, they get to make the state bigger and make the state more intrusive and make the state more oppressive and more expensive than it's ever been. And so this is the perfect kind of conflict for the state, because they don't actually have to, you know, throw the military at the problem. they can just have this. There's no other, like,
well, they
side.
Already have one of those wars.
Yeah. Well, there's no other side to exterminate. But in the War on Terror, like, the War on Terror was the first step towards this, because it was the first time there's a war where it wasn't some sort of clear delineation of the sides. The side of the U.S. was delineated. Those guys have, you know, fatigues on, and they got name badges and all that.
Yeah.
But the terrorists don't have a particular uniform. The terrorists aren't particularly identifiable, so it was like this nebulous concept, the War on Terror. Well, what does that mean? Well, whatever they say it means. Well, now it's even worse because it's the war on this COVID-19 or whatever other the next sickness might be that they want to go to war on. So now, unlike the War on Terror, where there was no real clear target except for brown people, now it's there. Everyone's the target. Now anyone's the possible enemy, because anyone can carry the enemy. So now they can just use this to stop everybody in the streets instead of just brown people. It used to be if you were a brown person, you know, or you looked or sounded Muslim, then you were in trouble. Now it's everyone. As long as you're not, you know, a member of the political class. Because did you see the story about the California politicians going to Hawaii on a vacation?
I did not.
Yeah, they're going to a resort in Hawaii.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. Terrifying thoughts. Let's go to the phones. We've got Ingrid calling from Maryland. Ingrid, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey,
what's on your mind?
Oh, yeah.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, so I wanted to call. So I got a recent update about the Chris Cantwell situation.
Chris Cantwell, the political prisoner.
Yes, so most people don't know. So, like, my birthday is 6 days before him, and then he got one of his friends to send me an Amazon gift.
Aww,
and then 3 days later, my Amazon account got hacked, and it was odd because someone tried to sell me a pillow because for the last week, Cantwell was whining about his mattress.
Well, the mattresses are no fun when you're in jail. I mean, that is one of the worst parts.
No. His mattress from like his apartment. Like, he wants his mattress.
he wants it with him in jail?
Yeah, well, I would too.
I mean, sure.
Why not? Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way.
Not unless you're super rich.
Yeah, I have heard they have special cells in certain places for the rich people, and they charge them by the day. You ever heard about those?
I'm not surprised they exist. Yeah. I would have assumed that such a thing existed for like people like Epstein who go to jail. Yeah, they're not sleeping on those little cots.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure like somebody who was listening to our calls did that thing. So
was there an actual like update, Ingrid, or did you just want to tell us that Chris wants his mattress and his blankie?
I got it. Thing, and then I'm going to have a lawyer friend of mine submit a subpoena to Amazon so I can get the IP address. Because I think it's someone within the FBI or the jail who did that. Like,
I don't think you can do that. I mean, I'm not an attorney, so I can't give legal advice. But the websites and things like that only respond to law enforcement as far as subpoenas are concerned. I don't think that you can just have an attorney whip up a subpoena. Those come from the court.
Well, maybe I have to go to the police.
Yeah, I suspect they're not going to help you.
Ingrid, I will tell you the same thing I told everyone else. Never, ever, ever, ever go to the police.
Right, Chris should have learned that
anything.
Lesson.
Don't make the same mistake
that
he did.
I just want to find out like who knows about his mattress.
I wouldn't worry about it.
What is the connection between Chris
Cantwell?
Yeah, what is the connection between Chris Cantwell wanting his mattress and your Amazon account getting hacked?
So like I said, my birthday is November 6th, and he had his friend Jared Howe order me something on Amazon, and then like 3 days later, someone hacked into my Amazon account and tried to send me a pillow, and for like the last week, Chris has been complaining on the phone constantly about his mattress.
I don't think there's a connection here.
Has he been complaining about his pillow?
Maybe in like over a year, why would they get my account just now?
I don't know, but here's the way I see it, Ingrid.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's really worth time being spent on this. I mean, if somebody tried to order you a pillow and didn't succeed, did they succeed at ordering you?
Well, they tried, but I stopped them because I contacted Amazon.
You canceled the order. Okay. Well,
were they charging your account?
Yeah, they were in my account, and I got the notification because it was with my email.
But did they use your credit card to order it, or was that like on file?
Yeah, they used my credit card.
Yeah, did they get it sent
to me?
Are you sure they tried getting it sent to your house?
Yeah, it was sent to my house.
Okay, so here's the thing. Hiring an attorney is not going to give you, like, you're going to then be losing money trying to figure out who it was that sent this thing to you, and it's really nothing more than a minor curiosity.
It's so, very peculiar. Thank you, yeah. Ingrid, so much for the call.
It's also possible Ingrid ordered it and she just doesn't remember.
I do that all the time. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
She's a purebred, orange and white, Brittany. But when we adopted April, she started scratching like crazy. I said, what you put into a dog is what you get out.
DINOVITE.com.
So we added a huge scoop of Dynavite in her bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dynavite is nutrition.
You get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
Dynavite. She's little Miss Hollywood.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Having taken her five.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. And you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, which tonight is Ari and Ian. And next summer, mark your calendar from June the 28th through July the 4th. It's ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is happening right after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But ForkFest is decentralized, which means that no one is in charge, and it means that there's no ticket cost. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th. You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. Last year, there was a masseuse, there was a chiropractor, there were countless places to eat really good food. It was amazing. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum, and links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. Again, June the 28th through July the 4th. We'll see you then, ForkFest.party, because I'm definitely attending. It may be the only event happening next year at the rate things are going. It was one of the few that happened this year. And we didn't get hassled about it. The police did show up at one point, but I think that was during the... They did, but they didn't enter the campground.
Oh, okay.
You don't recall that?
No.
Really. And it was during the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I don't remember exactly what was going on or why it was happening.
Oh, yeah, I do vaguely recall that. I think they, like, rolled in and rolled right back out. It wasn't worth even talking about.
I think at one point they did, years ago, they tried to come into ForkFest or something.
We ran them right off.
Yeah. Kudos on that.
There's video.
I'm sure, I would be shy. I'm sure there are dozens of videos. Nah. Really?
Yeah, maybe one or two.
Okay.
I mean, there probably was more taken, but I don't think everyone uploaded theirs.
Good point.
Yeah.
So Chicago is locking down, canceling Thanksgiving. So is Vermont. So is, I think, North Dakota, California, several other places. Sweden doing similarly, restricting gatherings to 8 or fewer people, or 7 or fewer people. If you have more than 8, you're in violation.
Mm-hmm.
Vermont, thankfully, if you live alone, for whatever reason, you can still go to other people's Thanksgiving dinners, it sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
The exception there was really bizarre.
I think it said it was only your immediate family.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Lame.
Oh, the lamification continues. There's more from Chicago, though, if you would like.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they've announced what they call the Protect Chicago Strategy to stop the spread of COVID-19, they say. The announcement comes, according to ABC 7 Chicago, as COVID-19 cases are increasing across the state and the city is on track to have 1,000 more people die from the virus by the end of the year, said Mayor Lightfoot, as part of the advisory.
How many people? 1,000 by the end of the year?
Mm-hmm.
That seems like not very many people.
No, it really doesn't. In a city like Chicago?
Yeah.
As part of the advisory.
So okay.
I
hear your advice and discard it.
Right.
Can I do that?
The mixed terminology is very confusing. So as part of the advisory, Chicagoans, and again, it's the media that loves to say this when it comes to government. The media loves to use the term asked.
Yeah.
Chicagoans are asked to only leave the house for work. Oh, you just asking, officer? Are you asking or are you ordering, officer? Because if you're just asking, then I'll kindly decline your request and go about my business. If you're ordering, well, then you're going to likely hurt me if I don't go on with what you say. So they're not asking if they're actually threatening you with penalties, which they are. So asked to only leave the house for work or school or essential needs, which includes getting medical care, going to the grocery store or pharmacy, getting takeout food, or to receive deliveries. Of course, as you know, a lot of hospitals and doctors are actually refusing medical care to, like, patients that might need something other than COVID-related attention.
Yeah.
Anything that's an elective is being completely disregarded in a lot of places. Quote,
not
no
here
business.
In New Hampshire, it was mm-hmm. briefly, but it resumed back in like September. Elective surgeries and stuff like that did.
No visitors should be in your home unless they're essential workers like home health care or education workers, said Lightfoot. So no friends allowed. The city is imposing a new capacity limit of 10 people on meetings and social events, including birthdays, weddings, business dinners, and funerals. The capacity limit does not supersede industry-specific guidelines, which can be found at chicago.gov/reopening. So again, if your loved one happens to pass away during this time, well, sorry if you wanted to have, you know, all the people that they might have touched in their life come together in one place. Nope, you can only have 10.
Yeah, and the same for weddings. I mean, weddings are and childbirthing, and weddings are things that people plan sometimes for years.
Sorry, you won't be able to do that in Chicago. Officials strongly recommend that residents not gather with anyone outside of their household, including trusted family members and friends, for Thanksgiving. It is recommended that families celebrate virtually instead of gathering in person. Boy, Grandma, that turkey sure looks like it might smell real good.
I do regret not buying a lot of Zoom stock 2 years ago.
Hmm.
It never occurred to me to, so I mean, it's not really a regret. But man, it sure would have been nice to have done that 2 years ago.
Quote,
virtual Thanksgiving.
Sounds awful. Just
it
awful.
It does. Well, I mean, don't even bother with the virtual Thanksgiving. Just install The Sims and have your imaginary family cook a Thanksgiving dinner and watch them enjoy it while you eat a turkey sandwich. At least that would be better. It would be more entertaining and it would be more real than this
Virtual Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I mean, can you? It's just, it's all so lame and it's all so pathetic. I'm so tired of commenting on it.
That was what my thought last night when I was watching the Metallica reimagining of...
Yeah, it's the same crap, constantly repackaged and shoved down our throats. Now it's a virtual Thanksgiving. I mean, it's like the whole point of Thanksgiving, besides getting together with people, is one of the reasons you get together is because everybody can kind of do some things better than others, right? So, like, grandma's good at making the turkey, or grandpa's, or, you know, the uncle is good at making the stuffing, or right? Like, everybody's got their recipe that they've perfected over the years, and they bring to the table. And
see, I thought the whole point of Thanksgiving was to get a whole bunch of people together so that you could give each other diseases that then wiped out half, almost entirely, their population, so that you could then take over the country.
You're going a little too far back.
Is that not the point? Okay. Just a few decades and gotcha.
The next month,
getting an infectious disease as a result of Thanksgiving, that's Thanksgiving tradition.
Quote, the next few months, winter, the flu, and COVID fatigue have the potential to truly create a catastrophe that could be avoided here, said Dr. Allison Ardwady, the commissioner of the...
COVID fatigue?
Yeah.
Is that people who are just sick of this crap and ready for it to go away? Well, stop talking about flattening the curve, because all that's going to do is extend it.
She says, I'm more worried about COVID right now than I have been since March. Lightfoot warned that in the next 7 weeks, the city could lose at least 1,000 more lives. With less than 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, Chicagoans are thinking deeply about how they'll celebrate. Rick and Janet Remiker are canceling their normal plans. She said, we have extended family in Wisconsin, and we're sad. Our niece has a new baby, and we haven't been able to see her. I think it's unprecedented times, and we just gotta suck it up and do what's best for the community.
That's tragic. So she has a newborn child in her life that she can't see.
That's right. She wants
to go and see her extended family, but won't.
No.
And it's all because she has this delusion of somehow by flagellating herself before the altar of the state, she becomes a better person. 855-450-3733. Again, 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin breaks 16,000 as Congress is poised to pump even more unbacked dollars into the market. John McAfee pumps Ghost, his crypto token, from prison. Threats from the SEC ignored. New Wyoming congresswoman is a Bitcoin holder. Law enforcement moves long dormant Silk Road Bitcoin billion. Trump and Biden tied over who stinks more for crypto. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States will draw down troop levels in Afghanistan and Iraq by the middle of January. The order came Tuesday that will lower troop levels in both countries to 2,500 by January 15th. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller announced the drawdown, saying the move does not change U.S. priorities in the region.
This is consistent with our established plans and strategic objectives, supported by the American people, and does not equate to a change in U.S. policy or objectives. Moreover, this decision by the President is based on continuous engagement with his National Security Cabinet over the past several months.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is the latest lawmaker to test positive for coronavirus. At 87 years old, Grassley is considered high risk for COVID-19. Grassley tweeted Tuesday night that he feels fine and is isolating at home. This is USA Radio News. President Trump has relieved the head of the Department of Homeland Security's cybersecurity unit of his duties. Trump tweeted Tuesday that he had terminated Chris Krebs for a, quote, highly inaccurate, end quote, statement about the 2020 presidential election security. Krebs was the head of DHS's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has announced a new measure aimed at curbing a spike of coronavirus cases in his state. A curfew will run from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. starting this Thursday night. It won't apply to people going to work, getting groceries, or seeking medical treatment. DeWine says the move is about slowing the spread of the virus before the holidays.
We're going to try it for 21 days, see how we're doing. For 21 days, 3 weeks, at 10 p.m., retail establishments need to be closed and people should be home. That will run until 5 a.m. I know a lot of people like to get up and exercise and do things. That's great. We believe that this is going to help. It's going to reduce some of the contacts that are taking place.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And quarantine fatigue is real. Now, a lot of this article I don't agree with, but it's good to see someone in the media. This is The Atlantic.
I'm fatigued, and I'm not even going to be on quarantine. Like, I just go out and do whatever I want to do, and it's fatiguing to be around all these people.
Yeah, I'm sick of it, man. I'm sick of wearing... I was always sick of wearing a mask at work.
Well, you've had to wear a mask at work, so it's sad.
But it wears on people. You know, human beings can take all manner of pain in small increments.
Mm-hmm.
Quick, sudden pain... Okay, but it's when it's long and drawn out over an extended period of time, that's when people actually start breaking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not going to break an individual spirit by just breaking their arm.
Nope.
You have to do this for months and years. And that's pretty much what Americans have been experiencing, or human beings have been experiencing in regard to this coronavirus nonsense. It's just a gradual...
But it wasn't even gradual. It was just all on at one time. Just boom, all of a sudden, all these new restrictions, everything changed.
Yeah, but at first it was, okay, 2 weeks, we can handle 2 weeks.
Right.
And then
well,
it was, okay, well, we've been doing this for a month, and then 2 months, and now 8 months have gone by. And
then it was, oh, we're going to reopen. No, we're not.
Yeah, that was one of the worst things about it. Not, I expected a lot more pushback than what we're seeing.
It's been so disappointing.
I mean, I understand the concept of, you know, totally restricting people so that when you lift some of those restrictions, I mean, this is what the state does. It breaks your leg and then gives you a crutch and says, hey,
you should
look,
thank us.
Yeah, you have a crutch now. And you're like, okay, well, I'm walking with a crutch, but that's not as bad as how it was when I had a broken leg and no crutch, so I should be thankful. I understand. That's how the state does things. But it didn't seem to hurt them here at all.
No.
People actually did take the crutch and thank the government. Oh, thank you, government, for allowing me to go to this bar and socially distance from my friends.
Thanks for protecting my grandparents.
In the earliest years of the HIV epidemic, confusion and fear reigned. AIDS was still known as the gay plague. A lot of this is unrelated, so I'm going to skip it. But they make a lot of parallels between the HIV virus and the coronavirus in that when HIV first really became prominent, there was a lot of confusion, but the general recommendation was abstinence. If you asked the doctor, oh, what can I do? It wasn't, well, have safe sex or take precautions or anything like that. It was just don't have sex.
Well, a lot of people back then thought they could get it from, like, sitting on the same toilet seat as somebody else.
Really?
Yeah, there was a lot of misunderstanding and confusion about it.
I'm not surprised, but the lockdowns have sort of worked the same way. And there's this, we don't know how to actually prevent you from getting COVID-19.
So we'll act like we do.
So just stay at home.
Yeah.
Just don't have sex. The way that they're addressing
No, you can have sex. You just have to wear a mask.
Right, but the way that they're handling these things is identical. You know, they told the gay community, well, just don't have sex. You won't get HIV. And now they're telling people, just stay at home and you won't get COVID-19.
And don't have sex.
Well, they say you can have sex now.
But you have to wear a mask and not face your partner. Did you hear about that?
I did not.
Yeah. So the idea is to remove all intimacy from any kind of sexual activity. Like the actual gazing into somebody else's eyes. No, you can't face your partner. The actual, like, kissing another person. No, you have to wear a mask. The actual, like, being close to somebody. No, you have to have the furthest away possible sexual position.
Or you have to use a plexiglass or something like that. I know a few cities have made some interesting suggestions for people.
Oh, yeah. They put plexiglass up now in the Lifetime movies. For the kissing scenes. We talked about this a few days ago.
Hold on, what now?
Like Lifetime, the channel on television that makes, you know, all the cheapy movies that your mom loves to watch or whatever.
Sure.
So in the romantic scenes that they're filming, they're putting a plexiglass sheet between the actors that are kissing one another.
Oh, but you won't see this on camera?
That's what they say. They say they're going to remove it in post.
Okay. It's still horrifying. Hashtag stay home had its moment. The United States urgently needed to flatten the curve and buy time to scale up healthcare capacity, testing, and contact tracing. But quarantine fatigue is real. I'm not talking about the people who are staging militaristic protests against the supposed coronavirus hoax. I'm talking about those who are experiencing the profound burden of extreme physical and social distancing. It's nice to have a mainstream publication acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to the economic hardship it causes.
But the Atlantic loves the lockdown.
They do.
They are just pathetic in their coverage of all of this. It has been the most begging for government control. The Atlantic is so intellectual, is so smart. I mean, I've enjoyed a lot of their work in the past.
Well, intellectuals have always allied themselves with the state because no one has any use for an intellectual in their daily lives.
Yeah.
I mean, in order to have a job, they have to ally themselves with the state.
The Atlantic has had some great reporting in the past, but it has gone completely downhill.
Isolation can severely damage psychological well-being, especially for people who were already depressed or anxious before the, quote, crisis.
But remember,
those
people's lives don't matter.
No, of course not. In a recent poll by the Kaiser Family Foundation, nearly half of Americans said that the coronavirus pandemic had harmed their mental health. Hashtag
half of them.
People matter, right?
Mm-hmm. No, those people don't matter. Remember, it's only the people who could get COVID. Those are the ones that we need to keep safe.
Only the 85-year-old diabetics matter. The 25-year-olds who are killing themselves out of isolation, they don't matter, right?
Yeah, I'm being facetious.
Obviously.
But that's actually what people think. Like, we've had those people call this show. When I brought it up, this was months ago when this all first started, and I brought up, well, what about the people that are going to kill themselves? Because we knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
What about the people who are going to get, you know, spiral back down into a drug addiction, you know, and possibly kill themselves because of overdose or whatever, right? What about these people? Oh, they would say, well, they chose that. So their lives don't matter. It's the people who get COVID-19. They didn't choose that, so their lives are more important. That's honestly what these people believe.
They didn't choose depression, though.
Well, that's what they're saying. They say they chose to, you know, feel that way or whatever.
Insane.
Yeah.
But the choice between...
They chose to kill themselves, I should say. That was their choice. Yeah.
But the choice between staying home indefinitely and returning to business as usual is a false one. Risk is not binary, and an all-or-nothing approach to disease prevention can have unintended consequences. Individuals may fixate on unlikely sources of contagion, the package in the mail, the runner or cyclist on the street, while undervaluing precautions such as face masks that are imperfect but helpful. Public health campaigns that promote the total elimination of risk, because again, that's what's being peddled here. We have an article that we're probably not going to get to because it's from the New York Post and it's very short, but it's Anthony Fauci saying that, hey, even with the vaccine, this social distancing and these masks, they're not going away.
We covered it last night.
People want the total elimination of risk. They don't want to have any risk whatsoever of contracting COVID-19. And that's what's peddled by the media.
Life doesn't work that way. Life has risks. You can't take it away.
So these public health campaigns that promote the total elimination of risk, like abstinence-only sex education, are a missed opportunity to support lower-risk behaviors that are more sustainable in the long term. Abstinence-only education is not just ineffective, but it's been associated with worse health outcomes, in part because it deprives people of understanding how to reduce their risk if they choose to have sex.
Right. Harm reduction.
Yeah, it doesn't teach them about STDs or any of these other things that, you know, they should probably know about. And without a nuanced approach to risk, abstinence-only messaging can inadvertently stigmatize anything less than 100% risk reduction. Americans have seen this unfold in real time over the past 2 months as pandemic shaming, the invective online and in person, directed at those perceived as violating social distancing rules, has become a national pastime. The anger behind...
Wow, are they actually calling out pandemic shaming in the Atlantic?
They are. I told you, man, it's a surprising article.
This guy still has his job.
I don't agree with everything in it, but they make some good points.
Yeah.
The anger behind shaming is understandable. Photos of crowded beaches or videos of people at a large indoor party may make viewer feel as if they're watching coronavirus transmission in action. Calling out seemingly dangerous behavior can also provide an illusion of control at a time when it's particularly hard to come by. But as years of research on HIV prevention have shown, shaming doesn't eliminate risk behavior. It only drives it underground.
Yeah.
People stop talking about it. They stop posting their pictures of their parties. We all know these things. Why are we having to learn them again? 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made-in-the-USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in if you're quick and you still get on the air with us. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria and Ian. And I want to say thank you to Steve, who is tonight's amplifier. He's a gold-level amplifier. That means that he gives $10 per month to the AMP program. We don't actually ask that much, though. All we ask is $5 per month to join. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a program that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, hence its name. It comes with a number of cool little features like an AMP-only call-in line, an AMP-only Facebook group, and some other cool little stuff like that. And you can opt into having your name read out on the radio, just like Steve here has done. Thank you so much, Steve. We hope you continue amplifying the show. Check out the program, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's be real. Americans are beat down and run down after months of loss and social isolation. Coming to us from the Atlantic, I just checked the date of this article, though. This was actually written in May. I cannot help but wonder if the author still stands by this more than 6 months later. Masks do keep people from seeing facial expressions and hearing voices clearly, both vital elements of social connection. Yes, and therefore violations of the First Amendment right to free speech.
Yeah.
Masks don't deprive people of oxygen, but they do make it harder to breathe freely. They fog up people's glasses, they make noses itch and faces sweat. Many masks feel decidedly uncool. Well, they fixed that problem, didn't they, by turning masks into fashion
statements. It's a fashion thing, yeah.
They are yet another thing to remember when walking out the front door, and most of all, masks are a constant reminder of what Americans so desperately want to forget, that despite all of our sacrifices, the pandemic hasn't gone anywhere.
All of this is still true today.
Yep. Empathy has its own kind of power. Acknowledging what people dislike about a public health strategy enables a connection with them rather than alienating them further. And when the barriers are understood, they can be addressed. When it became clear that people needed better condoms, companies began making them in all different shapes, sizes, and styles. Ribbed, studded, and possibly thin, even glow-in-the-dark to improve various things. Likewise, the government needs to support businesses in developing masks that are not only effective, but also fit well and feel good.
The government needs to support the businesses.
People need a range of options, including face shields.
That. By the way, there's a headline right now about all those businesses that got money. Hundreds of firms that got stimulus aid, they failed.
shocking. Well, you got to remember that the kind of business that needed money from the government in order to be profitable because they didn't have enough put back in order to survive a pandemic.
Right.
I pretty much just spelled out the reason they failed.
There's a fascinating story that we're not going to have time. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow about these mega corporations, Boeing, Carnival, Delta Airlines, Exxon, Macy's, some of these iconic companies. They're not earning enough to cover their interest expenses that they have to pay on the debts that they hold, which means that they're going to go bankrupt. And this is after receiving God knows how much money from the federal government. So the Fed's just throwing all this money around and weakening the dollar ever more as the very businesses they're supposedly bailing out are failing anyway.
Well, the airlines are screwed.
Oh, yeah.
Because travel isn't happening because in many cases, travel can't happen. I'm not even sure it's possible to leave the United States right now to go anywhere else.
Most of, from what I understand, international countries don't want to take us.
Yeah, that's tragic. When the public health community talks about harm reduction, we often talk of, quote, meeting people where they are. A fundamental part of that is, well, literally meeting people where they are. Just like the buckets of free condoms stationed in gay bars, masks need to be dispensed where they're needed most. At the front of every bus, in the entrance to every airport, grocery store, and workplace.
That's what's happened.
It has. I mean, and it's solid reasoning here, but what if I choose not to wear a mask?
Mm-hmm.
What if I choose not to wear a condom? Masks should become ubiquitous.
I do that all the time.
As do I. But distribution should begin in areas where the coronavirus is hit hardest. There's not much else here that the article says that is really worth talking about. The decision of whether to wear a mask.
Let's fast forward to the latest Atlantic piece then.
Okay.
I've got that one.
Okay.
And I've jumped through most of this story. It's the headline is, it's time to hunker down. A devastating surge is here. Unless Americans act aggressively, it will get much larger very quickly. So skipping past all of the this and that about all the numbers and all the fear, and then we get to the sort of here's what needs to happen part. So it says, it's time to buckle up and lock ourselves down again. Now, this is a different author, by the way, at the Atlantic. And to do so with fresh vigilance. Remember, we are barely 9 or 10 months into this pandemic. And we have not experienced a full-blown fall or winter season. Everything that we may have done somewhat cautiously and gotten away with in the summer may carry a higher risk now because the conditions are different and the case baseline is much higher. When community transmission is this high, every kind of exposure is more dangerous. A gym class is more likely to have someone who is infectious. Workplaces will have more cases, meaning more employees will unknowingly bring the virus home.
Yes, and the vast majority of them won't demonstrate any symptoms,
and
everything
survive
will be fine.
More people at the grocery store will be positive. A casual gathering of friends may be harder to hold outdoors. Even transmitting from surfaces may pose a higher risk now because lower humidity levels may improve the survivability of the virus.
Oh, God.
The holidays are upon us, which means a spike in gatherings of people who do not otherwise see one another. Such get-togethers, especially if they are multi-generational, can spark more outbreaks. I take no joy in saying this, but all of this means that any gathering outside of one's existing quarantine pod,
oh, God,
should be avoided for now, especially if it's indoors. Think of it as a postponement and a plan to hold it later. Because, you know, everybody's going to hold Halloween later and Thanksgiving later and Christmas later. No, it's not going to be held later. It's not going to happen.
And there may not be a later. You could die next week.
Mm-hmm. And if you're elderly and you hadn't seen your kids, then you didn't get to see them at your last Christmas. Better a late Christmas than an early medical catastrophe. Pods should not expand. Your pod should not expand unless absolutely necessary. Order takeout instead of dining indoors. Make game night virtual. Shop in bulk so you can do fewer trips to the store. It's not the right time for wedding receptions or birthday parties. Young people present one of the biggest challenges. Many colleges are ending school and sending students home for what could be a countrywide super spreader event. That age group, young adults, is especially dangerous. Although they can get infected, they are less likely to get very sick, so they don't stay put the way sick people would. That means they pose a great risk to their more vulnerable parents.
Might that be because they're not sick?
Well, they're saying that they are sick, but...
Well, they have a virus, but they have all kinds of viruses on them all the time. But they're not sick, so they're more likely to go out because they're not sick.
Which means they'll pose a great risk to their more vulnerable parents and other older relatives as they go about their lives. Ideally, colleges should offer the students already on campus the option to stay in the dorms over winter break, and those who live in off-campus housing should consider staying put. If they do go home, the students should quarantine for the recommended 2 weeks to the greatest degree possible. It might also be time for ordinary people to consider using higher quality masks, N95s and KN95s, you know, the ones that are way more expensive and you have to throw away every 8 hours, or 4 hours, or however long they last, something that public health experts have long recommended. This is especially true for low-wage workers, a disproportionate number of whom are people of color and have to work indoors, older people.
Yes, and therefore unlikely to be able to afford one of these higher-quality masks.
Well, the government will just...
Oh, of course.
And people with pre-existing conditions that put them at a higher risk. Ideally, we'd have a significant aid package, allowing businesses to remain closed and workers to stay home as much as possible, while also increasing workplace standards through better ventilation and masks. Tragically, that doesn't seem to be in the cards.
Well, at least the author here is able to maintain some sense of realism.
This author is out of their effing mind.
Yes, but that statement at least is true. That's not in the cards. The rest of this is insane, hysterical babbling, but that statement is true. That
is
not in
the
cards.
It's still wise to avoid hoarding. Most people don't need that many, and this surge will put a fresh strain on supplies.
It already has.
Yeah. As long as they are put on and taken off carefully, use hand sanitizer before and after. Such masks are reusable after being left in a paper bag or breathable container for at least 5 days, which means as few as five are enough to rotate through a typical work week for people who work with others, especially indoors. All of this is unpleasant, but the alternative is much worse. There's a Turkish saying for times like these, when we can see a light at the end of the tunnel. Quote, time passes quickly if we can count the days until the end, unquote. We are no longer in the open-ended, dreadful period of spring 2020, when we did not know if we'd even have a vaccine, whether any therapeutics would work, and whether we'd ever emerge from the shadow of this pandemic. We can see the cavalry coming, but until it's here, we need to lock ourselves down once again. From the Atlantic.
I'm not locking down at all, and I don't think other people should either. Even if you do, even if you wait on the vaccine, as Fauci says, even with the vaccine,
nothing's going to change.
This crap isn't going nowhere.
Until you refuse.
And as Sweden said, you know, this is your new normal. Deal with it. Stop dealing with it. Stop accepting it. This has been Free Talk Live.
Sounds and sounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight and increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with me.